knowing that if we, and the, some of the circles we've seen that we've been a part of have all kind of been either the age of the individual or the parents' age, maybe their generation, but in order to have them build over and last over time, which is the ultimate goal, is you want to see this sustain into the future, is that we need to involve different generations. So if there's nieces or nephews or children, other younger siblings, trying to find a way to get them involved in having a relationship with that person too. So I think having all ages is wonderful, and children and the younger people bring a different vision, a different perspective to the circle too.
And are most of the people that would come to the circle somehow related to the person that you want to
help? They would have, you know, they might be an extended family member, they might be a sibling, they might be a friend that they've made, or a connection that they've made in the community. So in most of the circles, it's people who already have a relationship with the person. In some of the, in our project that we've just finished, one of the circles that I'm facilitating is for a lady whose family lives outside of the province. And she's being supported 24 hours, 7 days a week by paid staff. And so in that circle, we're really starting to start from scratch and build, you know, create opportunities for her to be out in the community where she could make a friend. Mm-hmm.